In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like
night.
A great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
You got it, Dan. Let's do it. Lots to get to. Stat or story coming up in about 15 minutes from now. I got some more NFL nuggies for the final hour of the show. And we'll keep you up to date on everything going on in the National Signing Day world of college recruiting.
Is there a lady equivalent to nut up or shut up?
Let's ask our guest that. Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner at Lucille Burge. Kind enough once again to join us on the YouTubes. And we missed her last week. It was a three-show week, so it was weird. Everybody was busy.
Weird.
It's holidays. Lots going on. Now things are settled back down. Very excited to talk to Lucy again. I had an opening question, but my co-host has now given me a better opening question. What is the female equivalent to nut up or shut up?
Ooh, this is a great question. I hope you both had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Oh, this is, it's got to be something about boobs, I would think. It's like, keep your boobs higher or something. It's like, keep your chin up and your boobs high or something.
Okay, like, all right. I'm kind of picturing like a Legally Blonde scene.
Boob sag.
What's the,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, something like that probably.
Okay. What rhymes with push up?
Ooh, yeah.
It's got to be something like that, right?
Push up your tush up? Does that work?
Maybe.
No, maybe. That's a Brazilian butt lift.
This is a good question. You know what? Honestly, we kind of use the same thing.
Yeah.
We just say, you know what? It's kind of the same. It applies to both.
We're both after the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to think about that one
okay. And
come up with something.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
We know. Lucy will come up with an answer there. We know that she will. Now, let's get to the hard-hitting thing because we know your Patriots propaganda is on the way. So we're gonna delay it as long as we can. We're going to kick that can down the road in
this
interview.
She bet against her team on Monday.
What? Okay, we got to get to that. But
yeah.
Before we do, we've had a debate on the show the last 2 days about Christmas trees. And do you judge people's Christmas trees? So I will start with a multi-pronged question of one. Where is Lucy Burge at on Christmas trees? Does she own one? Two, is it a real tree, a fake tree? Mm. Where are you at on the idea of a Christmas tree?
Yes, I am 100% in on a Christmas tree. And I never knew it was a debate until a couple years ago when it's like real or fake, or do you even put one up? Or, you know, I see people put up their trees even before Thanksgiving. And I have really loosened my hard line opinion on Christmas trees in the past 2 years because I used to be all in on real tree, not until December. Christmas is not like you don't start celebrating and decorating till December 1st. Is Christmas, and that's when you start celebrating. Now, my parents in the past few years have had a fake tree, and they just realized, you know what? It's just easier to have a fake tree. Not only do they have a fake tree, you
get
guys,
this.
They keep it up all year long.
Yep.
All year
what?
Long.
What?
Yeah. So the tree has been up for years, this tree is just there. And we started, we all kind of work on it together, but started decorating it four different seasons, like summer ornaments, Valentine's Day ornaments, that's the big one, and fall ones. But now, here's the problem. The summer ornaments now have been up since June. My parents don't want to change the ornaments now, where we're like, oh, you know, it's really tough to get at the Christmas ornaments, like in our basement. There's so much stuff. They had this conversation at Thanksgiving dinner. My dad was like, it's really tough to get the ornaments. Maybe we just don't redecorate the tree this year. And I was like, what are we doing? Like someday it'll just be like, oh, because last year we didn't do it, I guess. I don't remember. And so now it's like hibiscus flowers and cupcakes, ornaments, and all this different stuff on the tree. And I'm like, this isn't Christmas. And now it's just like a mishmash of gifted ornaments that my mom just puts on the tree. And now it's just all, there's one ornament that's like, be the light that you give or something. And it's like random stuff. And so that's the Christmas tree now. But where it's up to me, I'm not out on a fake tree with a scent of tree in it, like a balsam candle, perhaps, but only at Christmas time. Like I would take the tree apart and then put it away and then live the rest of your year and then put the tree back up. Mm-hmm. Were it up to me.
Yeah.
So that's why
I'm judging the tree takes here. I'm judging them, Lucy. Okay. Year-round tree, I just, you know.
The year-round tree threw me off because we used to do a
show
together.
Did they not put like Halloween decorations?
No, they used to.
But they just didn't do that this year.
Season, yeah. And I'd be like, is that a Christmas tree? And she goes, yeah, they leave it up year-round and we decorate for all the holidays. I'm like, what?
American flags for the 4th of July.
covering a flag.
That fell into the summer category of the flowers.
Now,
little fall ones. It's a trip.
So we have another friend in our market. He's a columnist for the paper. He went to a forest and he cut down a tree, and it's kind of a very thin layered, spaced out kind of thin tree.
Yeah, we like our trees thick with two C's, not too skinny.
Yeah,
you know?
Dirt likes it thick with two C's. I like it what I call slim thick. She starts out with a big backside, but she kind of gets up and she's a little thinner at the top. What kind of tree is Lucy Burge after she's getting a real tree?
Oh, I am after thick city, 2-3-10 C's on this. I love it. Well, thick at the bottom. She's got like a dumpster kind of going on there, like a dump truck.
Yeah.
And like thin at the top and just like a perfect, like what you picture a Christmas tree to be.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, maybe because it's natural, it's not manufactured ideally. So there are some spaces maybe, but as it settles to be just like perfect tree. But if it's a Charlie Brown type of situation where you're like you're taking it in because you feel bad, that's nice. But if, you know, for Instagram, not always the best case.
Yeah,
it's not like a stray animal, you know. It's a tree, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't like a stray animal. I get it. Like that dog's at the pound, he's gonna die, let's bring him in. It makes sense. That tree will be fine out in the public. You know, just don't cut it down, just leave it out there, it'll be all right. Now let me ask you this, Lucy. We grow up, like, we're very blessed to live in this area because we have, like, we could throw a rock from our backyard. There's probably 20 Christmas tree farms where you go cut down your own tree. We are, a Christmas tree capital of the world, if you will. What is the breakdown in the Boston area of, like, do people go to a tree farm that's already been cut down? Do they grow trees, mostly fake trees? Like, how do we spread that pie chart out?
Yes. So in New England, there are many Christmas tree farms, but you can't throw a rock generally. And there it is, depending on where you live. Like where I in Boston, you have to drive a bit for a Christmas tree farm, but it's a whole to do. Like you make a whole day out of it and you go to the Christmas tree farm and you get ready for how to put it on top of your car. And when you start seeing them on top of cars driving into the city from the suburbs. And growing up in Connecticut, there were a bunch of Christmas tree farms. The one that my family went to ever since before I was born, Rob Gronkowski and Camille Kostick got their Christmas tree there a few times because Camille and I grew up in the same town. So they went, it was the biggest thing on the local Facebook is that Gronk got his Christmas tree there. So it is a whole thing where you go, you cut down the tree. So for kids, it's fun. But this is where I started to feel bad for inanimate objects, is the trees that don't get picked. I used to be like, what if one doesn't get chosen and it's like grown all year? Like, and then, you know, you get a fake tree, get over it. Like, get over it. And so there is an aspect of like, you go get your tree and there is that tradition. So Christmas tree farms are here, but they're it's a whole, it's the kind of in the suburbs
okay.
area.
Okay.
In the sports world, I'm kind of curious, when you look at the NFL right now, because we went through a little bit of the slate, like I think Thursday's an elimination game for Dallas and Detroit, which is kind of crazy to say that Detroit might be on the verge of eliminating themselves out of the playoff picture. I don't know who had that on their bingo card going into the football season. Who is the team that leaves you the most puzzled so far in the NFL? Like, who's a team you watch, and whether they're middle of the road, they're great, you can't quite figure out how to feel about them? Because I have a little bit of this with Denver. Denver's won 10 one-score games. They have done something historically that, like, no other team has done. I know their defense is good, and I know their offense has glimpses, but I can't figure Denver out. I don't know if I'm putting them in a Super Bowl category or if I'm saying, I don't know if I'm going to pick them in the divisional round if they get the one seed. Like, where are you at in the NFL, and who is the team for you?
Yeah, Aurora Boys, Sprague, would be one of them because I feel like they are supposed to, you know, get to the Super Bowl at some point. Like, they're on the verge of it. Or you think, the Lions are heading into the season are going to be a team that's good, but then they might not even be in the playoffs. And I do think that they, coming into the season, I thought, well, did it kind of waiting to see, did they miss their window to make it to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl? And I am feeling like they did. So the Lions are one of them. But the Ravens, I know they have injury issues, or did throughout the beginning of the season with Lamar, but the Ravens are a team that I can never figure out, especially when it comes to covering the spread. To take them to cover, I never know if I should or not.
Yep.
Or if they're, you know, are they back because they beat the Jets? I never know with the Ravens, especially going into the playoffs and Lamar in the playoffs. So the Ravens would be one that I still, and I kind of feel like this maybe every season, but the Ravens are one that I can't figure out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. They didn't make no sense. I did not see that ass whooping coming from Cincinnati on Thursday. That surprised the hell out of me. Lucy Burge is our guest. We love chatting with her every Wednesday at 9 a.m. DraftKings Sportsbook partner at Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go check out the Instagram as well. Speaking of bets and not seeing things, what do we like this weekend? What are we on? What is Lucy Burge eyeing for the NFL weekend?
Yes, so Thursday night, I am taking the Lions to cover -3 because they need this. They need this game. Disappointing Thanksgiving. Was not thankful for them that day, so they need a bounce back. And on the road, the Cowboys are 2-4. So the Lions might be able to a little bit of a bounce back here. And then game of the week, Jets-Dolphins. I'm very excited for this one. I'm taking the Jets. +2.5 because it's supposed to be 40 degrees at MetLife on Sunday. And Tua is 0-7 straight up all time when the temperature is 40 degrees or below. So I like the Jets +2.5.
Okay. Would you agree this is the most difficult time? And look, you can also throw this back at us as a like, hey, stop being uncreative and a Neanderthal. I argue it's a very difficult time for male significant others to buy gifts for their female significant others, given the nature of online shopping. It's very hard to say, what's the thing we haven't gone to the store to get that we've talked about that you can't, you know what I mean? Now online shopping, everything is at your door the next day. Would you agree that it's difficult, or are we being lazy?
I think it is difficult in the sense that, like, in my perspective is that I've already bought everything for myself that I want and more. Like, I can't think, even my parents are like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know, because I bought everything I need. Yeah. But I always go with, you can never go wrong with, of course, diamonds or a nice handbag, like just a nice handbag. You can't go wrong with that. So the handbag, I don't need any more diamonds. I'm good. But the handbag, I would say that would be on my list of things that I just wouldn't buy for myself or have bought for myself, but like wouldn't, because I'm good with that. But if someone else were to buy it for me.
Right.
I'd be all in.
But what if a friend of mine is a broke bitch? Then, like, what do you tell that person to buy if diamonds and handbags don't, you know? Just a friend of mine, you know what I mean?
This guy I know. The checking, the savings, he hasn't transferred the money yet. You know, give him time.
A nice handmade gift. No, you know what I always love?
Handmade gift.
You could see, like, knit a mitten or two. I would say gift cards. Honestly, it's not
my
as personal,
God,
but
man.
I love gift cards.
Oh,
so I know that that's not, you know, for a significant other. If I got that, if I got gift cards, I'd be like, oh. But if something on, you know, I don't know. I another one I'll have to get back to.
What if somebody you were?
I'm with Lucy, by the way, on that. Gift cards are an underrated gift.
I agree.
People,
but
I don't. Half the time, people buy me clothes. I don't like
but that's
them.
A stocking stuffer gift.
Not if it's a big enough amount on the gift card where I actually go buy something.
It?
Yeah, if it's like a $100 gift card or a $200 gift card or something like that. Yeah,
okay.
You can wrap that thing.
Yeah. Or, you know what's also good, and this can be hit or miss, but a lot of times it's kind of hit a nice like $70 to $80 perfume. Those kind of hit.
Miss.
I don't trust
that's
my taste.
That's a big miss there, Lucy. That's
like
a big miss.
Handbags? I don't know where I'm starting with handbags. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
I tell you right now, if I was to do perfume or macaroni art, I'm leaning macaroni art and hoping that it really touches at the heart more so than whiffing
macaroni
on a
heart. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Look at that. Common ground. We found it. Lucy Burge on Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Go give her a follow. We love chatting with her. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. Go check out the Instagram as well. Good luck getting your parents to change the decorations on the Christmas tree. Hopefully it's not a 4th of July Christmas for you. And let's chat again next Wednesday. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
There you go. Lucy Burge. Every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Listeners saying all they need to do is decorate a quarter of the tree in the different seasons, and then you just spin it.
Well, her and her brother go and visit her parents all the time. Why aren't they going down to the basement to get the things out for the parents?
Yeah, this seems like something you should go do. If they're too lazy and you're going to be at the house, like that kind of falls on you. The onus is now on you.
Well, and the other part, too, that you mentioned on
Christmas tree up year-round is weird, man. Like,
dude,
walking around
off
in May and seeing a Christmas tree would just...
She would do the show sometimes from her parents' house, and in the background would be the tree, and it was... I think it was, like, May, and I'm like...
What's happening here?
Is that a Christmas tree up? And she goes, they leave it up year-round, and we decorate for all the seasons. I think at that point they still had Valentine's Day like decorations on the tree with
tarts
red lights.
Red lights.
And I thought that was one of the more bizarre things I'd ever seen. But I don't have an ability to go perfume shopping. One, it gives me a headache to be in those areas. Two, that is such a big swing and miss potential perfume.
I'm horrible with that. Yeah.
Like you want what if you get the perfume and they're like, I smell like an 80-year-old now?
Yeah, why'd you give me that perfume? I don't want that perfume.
Do you think I'm old?
Do you want people buying you cologne or do you like to buy your own brand of cologne?
No.
I think I'd rather take a whiff of it before somebody buys it for me.
Same. Yeah, same.
I don't know what it smells like.
Exactly.
So there you go. Lucy Burge, every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Always a fun conversation. Let's get to Status Story. You guys ready? Status Story time? We'll
do
it next. 105.1 FM The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So, So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, a little glimmer of hope there on National Signing Day. Chris Henry Jr. still has not sent in his paperwork. Keep an eye on it.
There's Dirt.
I'm here, baby.
Creeping on high school kids.
This is how we do. I let 17 to 22-year-old boys dictate my happiness in life, and it's a major flaw that I have. Stat or story time. You want me to start? Can I start? You want me to start? Why not?
You seem anxious to start.
Do you not start it every week?
Not every week.
I think you do.
I don't feel like I'm very good at this game, so I like to get mine out of the way.
Who's the best at this game to you?
I give it to Swag. I think I give it to Swag. He's got more of a backstory.
Are you kidding?
He's been a head coach before becoming our head coach. You know, like he used to do three of these every week. Now he's only doing one. So his workload has gotten less. He's been able to pour more time into his one number.
This is ridiculous.
There's not a weak number involved. At least I'm not doing stat anymore. your number is 2001. 2001.
I thought you stole my whole thing.
Is it, on the stat portion of this, the number of passing yards from one broken nose Aaron Rodgers this year, 42 years old? Do we have the same thing? Hold on. Did we steal it? We might have the same thing. Or is it the year Black Hawk Down came out? And the reason I ask that is because Quentin Tarantino was asked to name his top 10 movies of the 21st century. And he said Black Hawk Down is the number one movie of the 21st century.
So a couple things. You said Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino.
Is Pulp Fiction not on it? Because that would make
None of his movies were on it.
Oh, it's just his
I think it was like top best movies of the century, not yours included.
Gotcha.
Or
okay.
He just, I don't know if that's the case or if he just is not a douche that wanted to include his own movies. He said Black Hawk Down was the best movie of this century.
I'm absolutely disgusted. I'm disgusted today because I asked you who was better between me and him, and you picked him, and that pissed me off, and now here you are stealing literally my stat.
Well, I'm going to leave
it. It's a story.
Okay.
It's a mother bleeping story. Trust me, it's a story.
I'll go with you.
Ring the bell, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He doesn't have 2,000 yards. Am I correct?
No, he does. 2,086 yards for Aaron Rodgers on the year. 2,086 yards. So I now know you got to go. You got a minute. We'll go let Swag go. You better go find a new stat.
You want to punt over there?
No, this is actually true. So he was on the Brett Easton Ellis podcast. I've never heard of it, but anyways, he was on this podcast. He was asked to name his 10 favorite films of the 21st century.
Wow. Black Hawk Down, huh?
Black Hawk Down was number one on his list. It also has generated a lot of controversy because he took a steaming dump all over Paul Dano because he said Old Country for No Men should be the best movie this century, but Paul Dano sucks. He called him a lightweight actor.
Wow. Dano?
Yeah, dude. Let me see if I can find the rest of the top 10. Let's see.
There has to be a backstory.
There's clearly a backstory.
I like Paul Dano.
The rest of his top 10 are Toy Story 3. You heard that right.
I'll be honest with you. Now, you may not agree. They should have never made the fourth one, and the fifth one is going to be not good.
I don't remember 3. What happens in 3? It's been a long time.
They tie it all perfectly. They
together.
Go to the... Remember, Andy has to get rid of the toys?
Oh.
They go to the daycare.
Yeah, it's the daycare.
The Lopso Bear.
That's right.
And
that's
then he
right.
ends up having that final play, and then
Got
he goes
it.
To college as he hands the toys to a caring
to
kid.
To the kid, yeah.
It's a perfect end to a trilogy.
Toy Story 3, Lost in Translation, Dunkirk, There Will Be Blood, Zodiac, Unstoppable, Mad Max Fury Road, Shaun of the Dead, and Midnight in Paris is the rest of his top 10.
I'm going to give you a bad take again. I love my guy Christopher Nolan. I found Dunkirk very boring.
Oh, see.
I
fell asleep twice.
Outside
That's offensive.
Of Black
That's
Hawk
offensive.
Down.
The only movie worse.
We're just trying to offend everybody in this segment.
The only movie worse is Tenet because I watched it high and not high, and I still couldn't figure out if I understood it more high or not high.
You never saw Dunkirk?
It's really well shot.
Well,
I'll give you that.
All right. So he said Black Hawk Down. I do love Black Hawk Down. Great movie. Any hoosies.
All right. Your number is 7. Is it the number of wines from Oregon that made Wine Spectator's top 100 wines list of 2025? And this is in the world. So the Wine Spectator billed as the world's leading authority on wine.
Hmm.
They blind tested over 10,000 different wines. Or is it the number of slots jumped, the most number of slots jumped from the penultimate college football playoff rankings to the final rankings since the rankings have come into play?
Sometimes my kid's listening to instructions, my youngest, and she's looking, and I can tell she's trying to listen, but she has stopped understanding what's being asked. And I see that, and I feel bad for her, because that was me listening to how you just described this.
Okay.
By the way, a lot of people are I meant to say, There Will Be Blood, not Old Country, for the Paul Dano movie.
Oh,
I got my movies mixed up.
I have no idea. Stat?
I'm going to go stat, too. I'm trying to think of who the team might have been.
I also had to find a new number.
So you're Googling, like, in the middle of the segment?
And then you're like, penultimate, and I'm like, wait, I got to be listening to this. Very confused.
He's using big words on us now.
Yes.
I'm gonna go stat, too. Give me stat.
God damn it. Hey, look at that.
Your Oregon Ducks in 2019.
They were in, huh?
Were 13th going into. They beat Utah in the Pac-12 championship game and jumped to 6.
All right.
So 7 slots was the most. Utah in 2021 jumped 6 slots. And then a whole bunch of teams have jumped 4 spots from the second to last to final college football playoff rankings.
Hmm. Okay.
So so what's Bama right now?
They are 9th.
Okay.
9th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's the precedent they could.
They are not.
They jump if they win it.
If they win the SEC, they're in the top 4.
It would not be unprecedented.
You think so?
For them
without a doubt.
Yeah, you're right.
The SEC champion will get a first round bye.
Especially considering they're the 1 seed and they only lost once in their conference.
The only question is, does Georgia also stay in the top 4?
There are 5 Oregon wines in Wine Spectator's top 100 wines list for 2025. The highest ranked of which is 11. Cristom, Pinot Noir, Eola, Amity Hills, Mount Jefferson, Cuvée 2023 is your top one. Number 16, 19, 37, and 41. So 5 of the top 41 wines, over 10,000 submitted for evaluation by Wine Spectator.
That's something
they
I haven't
are
done
all
enough
Pinot
of.
Noirs, and they are all from the Willamette Valley up there, Dundee Hills,
sure,
Yamhill, Carlton, that area.
I noticed your guy Dan is a big white wine guy.
Dan Lanning, big white wine guy.
When he posts home photos of his family at the dinner table and half of them aren't looking at his phone, there's always a glass.
I love
of
a good
white
Lanning
wine.
Instagram family post. I love it. It cracks me up every time.
He's got some controversial ones out
He's
there.
He's got
the way.
Like, like I'm embarrassing my family dad vibe. Like, I'm around and we're going to take
Definitely.
Pictures and go for a walk. And the kids are like, Dad, stop.
We're watching a movie.
We're watching a movie. Green Mile. Guys, we're watching Green Mile. Let's all take a picture.
Hey, cheese. It's sad that I would have been embarrassed by that 10 years ago, and now
yes.
I'm the guy that wants
now
to
Now you're
do
that
it.
Guy. You're that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Were you able to pivot there?
I was able to pivot. Time? Yeah, okay. I was able to pivot. Your number is 3,500.
It's not Aaron Rodgers' passing yards.
No, we pivoted out of Rodgers.
Yeah. No.
Maybe his numbers were 2,086,
ago,
though.
But,
2,086 was his number.
Yeah.
We pivoted out. Your number is 3,500. Is it the total passing yards by the number 4 passing leader in all of college football, Delaware quarterback Nick Minicucci?
Fighting blue hens. You guys all right in there? Need a moment?
I am. I'm sorry. Sometimes you laugh because somebody else laughs, and that's what that was.
Are you sure?
Did you check the pronunciation? Is,
that how you, I need
is
to
it
go.
Danucci? Like, is
that, let me go.
It's Mini. C-U-C-C-I.
Yeah, Minicucci.
Okay.
Minicucci.
Okay.
Coochie, coochie, coochie. Charo somewhere hiding that we don't know about?
Okay. Come on, man. What's the rap? What's the story? Give me the story. I got the stat. Now I got to know what to guess.
Or is it the number that it cost for a one-night stay in a king-size room at the Plaza Hotel for the Home Alone 2 experience?
Can you give me, what's the number one more time? Sorry. 3,000.
3,500.
3,500?
3,500.
Okay.
I'm going to go stat. I think that costs more, $5,000 to $7,500.
I'm just going to go with the logic of what are the odds that he is exactly, what is this, Gucci Cat has exactly 3,500 passing yards. What are the, that it's like on the dot? That sounds more like a price to me. I'm going to go story. Give me story.
All right. So in the order I got, swag and dirt. Your logic is correct here.
Hey!
Mini Coochie has 3,514 passing yards.
Right around there.
Now, I had to pivot out of this because the lowest possible price for this package the Plaza Hotel will give you is the tiniest room possible. It's $2,089. But the blog I read about this in did the same suite that Kevin in Home Alone 2 stayed in, which is like the king-size bed, fancy upper-level room.
Soaking tub.
$3,500. Okay. It was one night. Now, it's the full experience. So what happens is you get there, you check in.
Donald Trump greets you.
Donald Trump asks, you have to ask Donald Trump
which direction to go.
He'll point you that way as he goes to Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. And then, once you ride the elevator up with a butler, you tip them zebra gum. You check into the room. You notice there's cookies everywhere.
Hey.
But legitimately, it's the full package. Okay. They will give you a limo ride all day to wherever you want to go. So you have to choose your destination.
There we go.
They'll greet you at the limo door with a hot, freshly made cheese pizza. There'll be Coca-Cola with champagne glasses inside and the Grinch playing on the television or Home Alone 2 if you so choose.
Wow.
And then when you get back, you notice in your room, Kevin McAllister-like battle plans that he used to draw. They do the same font with markers, but it says, welcome to your room, and then insert name.
Brilliant idea.
And a pair of turtle doves as a greeting to the room. You also get unlimited amounts of scoops of a sundae of your choosing.
Unbelievable.
It's the full experience. The blog I read was some gal who did this. She lives in New York, and her husband just did it. They have no kids. And she says, is it worth it? If you love the movie, it's absolutely worth it. We know it's a lot of money. We love the experience. They're great. Like, they're top-notch customer service. They're all in on the experience if you pay for it.
It's wild how many different places you could do this, because I know the Christmas Story House is this way.
You can rent it out.
John Sicanic did. He rented it out and slept in it.
I forgot about that.
So, like, the place, having to be, being able to do that, I've always wanted to go to New York for Christmas.
This was something that I've been holding this for 2 weeks for this segment.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to it. This is absolutely something that I wish I could do.
Go for a stay in New York and then for one night be like, you know what? What the hell, baby? Let's go big.
The only thing I'd want is a talk boy.
Yes.
You give me a talk boy.
Yeah.
Man.
Now we're talking.
That'd be so good.
There you go. Sadder Story every Wednesday at 9:15. Well done, everybody. Well done. Good job. Good job, everybody. Good job. Let's get to a number that will blow your mind. Or some would say tickle your tonsils. That's next. Well, Danny Meringue's in the shower right now.
You guys sing in the shower, or are you a quiet shower person?
I'm not opposed to singing. I will sing, but don't do it often.
I will sing if nobody's in the house.
You only live with one person.
I know.
You don't want the wife to hear you sing?
No.
Are you embarrassed by your singing?
No.
I could see you having a good voice.
What is it? Why is the person, why is your
usually,
wife being there
if
matter?
If she's there, she's either in the bedroom or then on the other side of the bathroom is our second bedroom that's now kind of an office den.
Sure.
And so
she's right there doing something right there or doing, sleeping or
one resting or sleeping. I don't want to disturb her.
Yeah.
Or two, if she's doing something, then she may be on the phone or on a Zoom call.
I really hope Danny's not singing in the shower right now.
I did not hear any singing.
That'd be really weird.
I kind of go Uncle Frank in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
That's the least surprising thing we've heard all day.
Oh, Mini Coochie.
You guys ready to have your minds blown?
Absolutely.
Well, we have a new record in the National Football League.
A new record.
We have a new record.
Okay.
For the most watched regular season game in the history of the league.
Oh, was it Cowboys-Chiefs?
Go ahead and take a guess. That is the correct answer.
Damn it.
On Thanksgiving.
49.8 million.
49.8?
52.1.
57.23 million people. Goodness. It has not only beaten the record, it shattered the previous record by 36%.
The last Cowboy game?
Probably, yeah. Actually, the Chiefs are now the new Cowboys. I think of the four most watched regular season games this year.
It's them.
Kansas City. Because you got the Taylor Swift effect, and they've also been very good. To go with it.
Did they show Swift at Thanksgiving? I don't remember the highlight of her in the box.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think that they did. I don't know. I feel like that would have been all over. Yeah. Shattered the previous record by 36%. Mm. The audience peaked at 61.35 million people.
I mean, for us, it was kind of perfect time.
Or households?
It says viewers. This tweet says viewers. I don't know. It's a good question.
For us, it was on at the perfect time.
If you were broadcasting that game, would you crap your pants knowing that 61 million people are watching at any moment?
No, I think you have to just proceed as if nobody's
watching.
You're
just doing the broadcast.
I think those guys at that point.
What if they had like a little tracker number in front of them? You could see the audience live. 61 million.
That was Nance and Romo, right?
Nance and Romo, CBS.
Nance is oblivious to that at this point in his career.
Yeah. I think Nance takes the approach of like, I don't really care if you watch. Even though millions are watching usually the game he's broadcasting.
We're a three-man booth. I'd be shaking, dude. 60 million people watching this thing. That's so many people.
If I told you tomorrow.
How many cities do you got to add up to get to
now,
60
Romo,
million?
Jim!
If I told you 30 million people were going to be starting our show tomorrow.
30 million people?
Would you, like.
I would absolutely be nervous. 30 million people?
Yeah.
It's like bigger than most countries.
But you can't see them.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I just think it makes it way easier knowing you can't see them. And then like half of them are going to hate you anyway.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. One thing you say, this guy's an idiot. I saw that. And I'm like 57 million people watching the NFL. We all watch. It's Thanksgiving. It's Cowboys and Chiefs. Perfect call by the NFL to have that pairing.
But I watched all the games.
I did too.
Even the, Baltimore, since he wasn't amazing. And
that's the funniest part to me about the games that rate that way. Because Thanksgiving is a big NFL day. We all know that. Of like that, I get it. It's the Cowboys. The fact that people just watch one game in the middle of the day and then didn't watch Packers and Lions in the morning and then now Bengals and Ravens kind of suck. That wasn't a very good game, and since he pulled away,
but Burrow
late,
came back.
Burrow came back, so there's a good storyline there. But Lions and Packers was interesting and back and forth and fourth down calls and all that. That's always the funny part to me, that people just tune in for the middle of the day game and don't watch the other ones. Maybe it's a travel schedule thing. I don't know, but. Yeah. Nearly 60 million, well, at one moment, over 60 million people watched Cowboys and Chiefs. So if you watched it, you were a part of history. Congratulations, everybody. Let's wrap it up on a Wednesday. We got some poll questions out there we'll answer, and we'll close it up next on The Fam.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what a day, you know? Talked about things I didn't see us talking about. Names were said that I didn't see being said.
I wouldn't have gotten a Mini Coochie if you didn't take my Aaron Rodgers stat.
That's the synergy of this show.
Yeah.
You steal a stat, all of a sudden you get a Mini Coochie on the show. Chris Henry Jr. has still not signed. If you're wondering how my afternoon will go, I will be on Chris Henry Jr. watch for the rest of the day.
That's what your big to-do list is, huh?
I actually have seen some people try and connect him back to West Virginia because his dad played at West Virginia for Rich Rodriguez, RIP, obviously. One of the top wide receivers on the West Coast, five-star kid. He verbally committed and then just never sent in his paperwork. Just didn't fax it in. So he like did this. We got a bit of a Peyton Bowen situation on our hands right now. And I don't think it's anything to do with money because all those schools have money. Brian Hartline's leaving, and he was the wide receiver coach at Ohio State. He's now taking the job at South Florida. And so there you go. Dan Lanning did an interview earlier with Rivals. I'll try and keep an eye on that and see if anything interesting came out of it. I heard one snippet where he mentioned being honest about coaches leaving with recruits and like, hey, man, that's you guys want to go to the NFL in 3 years? These guys are going to go be head coaches. I'm not going anywhere. Don't commit just for the coordinator. And so he doesn't seem to think that the loss of Will Stein, and it sounds like at any moment we'll get the official announcement on Tosh Lapoy from Cal, that it will hurt their recruiting in any way.
I might be wrong. I assume he'll be on Duck Insider.
There will be a Dan Lanning press conference today.
At 4?
4 o'clock.
Okay. So he probably no Duck Insider than 4 o'clock.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds about right.
And I think it's Nemec and Suk again today, so we'll see if they go live to that or they just pull audio from it. Because I know is Lanning on the show this week?
I don't know. Who knows?
I got to stop asking questions out loud. That's my bad.
We'll ask those after the show. We have the Christmas tree of Bill Orem that has now been tweeted.
I can't do a poll.
No.
I can't even respond to the tweet with a poll.
So I'm a judgy Christmas tree guy. That's how we started the show.
Yeah.
This is not a start of beef with Bill Orem. It was mainly just to get the answer of why was that the tree that you chose. Now, he said he climbed into Mount Hood National Forest.
Well, I don't know if it was Mount Hood or the Tillamook Forest, to be
okay,
fair. He's
somewhere in the woods, and he cut down a tree, not at a tree farm. And he's saying, that's how I did it. Now, we did have one listener earlier say, guys, you have no idea what you're missing. I do it every year in the Bend area.
Yeah.
And where did this go? I lived in Bend for 8 years, always went into the mountains to cut down a tree. It's bleeping hard to find a full tree out in the wild.
That's kind of my point.
No matter how full it is. So it looks like a Charlie Brown tree next to a tree farm tree. But the benefit of the wild ones is you go with friends, bring a fire pit, drink a few around the fire in the snow, top-notch experience, fellas.
This is my point of, like, defending it. I understand the tree doesn't look amazing, but, like, given everything that listener just said, I think we cut a little slack here.
A little bit of slack is given.
I did ask him if I could post a grade the tree with the photo, and he didn't respond for a while, and then he just said, I have no words. So I took him out of the photo.
He's not been trapped. Yeah. First response we got was an F. So you can go check out that Christmas tree that we've been judging on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague. So there you go. Let's get to one other quick poll question. Speaking of the devil, do you judge... Hold on, I clicked our profile picture on accident. Do you judge Christmas trees? We put that one up earlier today. The answer to that right now, 54 to 46, no to yes. So slightly more people do not judge Christmas trees.
Until they walk into a house and see a tree and go, that's the tree they chose.
Until you scroll up on our Twitter timeline and you see that tree, then maybe you're judging a little bit, you know what I mean? Blazers back in action tonight in Cleveland. What do we know about the Cavs?
Cavs are struggling a little bit this year. They're not off to quite the start, but
Donovan Mitchell's been on a heater of
9.5-point dog.
To your point, I don't know what to expect on a back-to-back.
Is Bob Williams playing, or is he out?
He doesn't play back-to-backs.
I think Bob Williams is out. We might get WAP.
Or a Young Hansen game. Is he with the team on the trip?
I think
he is. Hanging out with the remix?
I think it's WAP Reef.
I might throw $2 on the money line tonight.
Really?
Yeah, why not? It's $2.
Yeah.
They're funky. They make no sense. The Blazers make no sense.
They kind of do. They're 8-13. They're not good.
That's a live bet to see if they're making threes. If they're making threes, it could be interesting.
Live betting NBA is kind of the way to go anyway because deficits don't matter as much anymore.
Anything else on tonight?
Good question.
We've got Civil War women's
Civil War ladies
style.
Game.
Oh, okay.
The Kelly Graves Ducks are 9-0.
Who've they played?
Are we good this year?
They won at Auburn.
Yeah,
Auburn's
stick that
good.
In your pipe and smoke
They're
it.
Okay.
That's the SEC, bitch.
Has Auburn made the tournament?
Dude, they make it every year. What are you talking about? Pay attention, dude.
Ohio State beat a school yesterday like 130. to 23.
That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, on Twitter, YouTube. Everybody, thanks for watching. We love you. Tomorrow, Josh Pate, Pate State Thursday at 7:40. We'll ask him all sorts of questions about the world of college football. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Moringa is next. Listen to 1051 FM The Fan.
Friday. To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.